You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
And good morning, everybody. Yes, we do say what we want. It's Dr. Michelle here. LA Talk Radio, so nice to have you with me on this beautiful day in downtown LA, as we say. It is gorgeous outside. It's gorgeous everywhere. It's called positive psychology. Just getting into the mood here with the intro music. I never back announce the group. It's Capital Suns, by the way. The song's called Spark. That's what we're going to do today, is light a spark into you. Not a fire, just a little spark. Kind of get you going. This is Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist. That's me. And hopefully you're going to enjoy the show today. I'm sure you will, because we've got lots of goodies going on. I've been getting emails from listeners who are asking me lots of questions about stuff, mostly relationship, which is fine, because that's what I do. We also talk about lots of other things. Self-esteem, that's a biggie. We're going to talk about building your self-esteem a little bit later, too, and how to work with those negative messages that we all tell ourselves. Yeah, you can overcome some of that stuff. Absolutely. Also, I'm going to answer a listener's question as to why she falls for the wrong guys. Why does she fall for those guys who are so charming and wonderful and then make her miserable? What else? Also, we're going to talk about the 10 most common types or situations in a dream and what they mean. Again, I'm answering an email from somebody who wrote me about a dream they had, and what does that mean? So I don't know, really. What I do is I take some of the other interpretations from theories, and I just put it out there, and you get to decide what feels good to you. How's that? But, I mean, there are really common themes that we all dream about. Situations or items in our dreams, and you'll go, yeah, I've done that before. Yeah, I remember I've done that. And so I can maybe enlighten you as to some of the common thinking behind why you dream those things. Also, we can talk about how can men and women improve how they communicate with each other. That would be really cool. What else do I have? Oh, yeah, I have another test on the air. Has to do with how you solve problems and stuff in your life. If we can get to that. That's one of those live personality tests from personalityquiz.com. I think I got this one off of. Some are, you know, pretty good, empirical. Some are just fun, and that's what I say. If you'd like to have fun or seriously get an answer from me as to one of your problems, you can find me at 323-203-0815. 323 is the area code right here in Los Angeles on LA Talk Radio. 323-203-0815. And, you know, go ahead and answer or ask any question. I'll try to answer it for you. This is not about you and I having a therapeutic relationship. No. This is about you and I just kind of talking to each other. And I'll give you some advice on some of my background. And you know, you can take it or leave it. You just kind of feel it out. All right? That's cool with me. I just have to say that, you know, disclaimer at the beginning, because it's important. If you'd like to find me, by the way, on my website, do so at drmichelletherapy.com. It's just abbreviated. It's Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. And tell you a little bit more about me. I have a theory, what I call making positive life changes now. Really important to do that, based on the ever-popular positive psychology. It's changing your thoughts, basically, and living them. Yeah. And I'm really all into changing thoughts, and then what you put out there, you reflect back to you. And the kind of people you socialize is about where your head's at and who you think you are. So that's a little bit about what I do. I also have a book in the works And it's called Detoxing from the Drama in Your Life. Because I compare, you know, drama in relationships to overcoming substance abuse issues. Same deal. You've got to stop those bad behaviors. You've got to detox that from your soul. So I have very easy ways for you to get out of that stuff. Just really basic stuff. But based on some of the new positive psychology and some of the new actions you can take and thinking you can do. And like that. So there you go. All right. Let's get into some of the listeners' questions. And I'll get right off the bat here. This is from Lily. Kind of neat. She says, Dear Dr. Michelle, I always seem to fall for guys who leave me constantly waiting for a text or a call. It seems like I always find the guys who give me a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach because I'm wondering if they really, really like me or not. And they make me feel insecure. Okay, Lily, let me say right off the bat here, and this is classic stuff. Nobody really makes you feel like you do. You do. You do. You make you feel like you do. Yeah, people, because of we have old stuff, people hurt us. But we choose to let them make us feel like that. So let me just clear that up. I don't mean to sound like an ogre right off the bat and jump on you, Lily, because you sound like a really nice lady. And you need to get through some of this stuff with these guys you keep picking, you know? So if a guy makes you feel bad about yourself, Lily, and you can't leave him, or you're always waiting by the phone, you know, looking for the text. And by the way, let me just say this, that many times those guys who come on really charming and wonderful, and then you're waiting and waiting, and they say wonderful things, and it's great sex, and it's a wonder, and then you don't hear from them for a while. They can make you feel like you're the only person on this planet. Those are what I call the hot-cold type. Yeah. So anyway, let me go on to tell you what else she said here in this email. Sometimes I walk into a club, and I find myself so attracted to a guy. I feel like I'm in a trance and literally can't stop making eyes with him. Why do I get so attracted to these guys and then get so hurt by them? Well, I don't know. But let me tell you about maybe what you might be attracting, Lily. And then also let me tell you about maybe you're not, of course, ready for a relationship because you don't know who you are. So you have to kind of get back into who you are and be okay with who you are. Because if you're not, you're going to project that, you know, kind of neediness. And the guys who you're attracting are the ones that know. They know you're needy. They know you want the attention. They know how to charm you. They know how to talk to you and string you along. And it can be enjoyable to a certain guy type. We call it an Axis 2 personality type. So let me ask you something, Lily, and you can answer me via email, or you can call me 323-203-0815. Hopefully you're listening right now, because I told you, I emailed you that I'd be talking about your problem right off the bat here, because it's a biggie, and I get this a lot from clients who come to see me. I really do get this a lot from ladies, because they're just attracted to the wrong kind of guy, and they don't know why they can't, they're suffering, and why they can't just say, next. This is not the right person for me. So here are some of the personality traits, Lily, that you might be attracting. And think about this with your past relationships. I mean, you say you've done it too many times, a lot of times. You always seem to fall for the guys, is what you said here. So do they have kind of a charm about them? The tendency to be smooth, engaging, charming, slick? Not in like a shy, self-conscious, cute kind of way. They never get tongue-tied. Right? They know how to talk. They know social conventions. Superficial charm, I call it. How about grandiose self-worth? Okay. So you got to know the difference, Lily, between a really inflated view of some guy's abilities and self-worth, what he's talking about, if he's bragging and he's cocky and opinionated, an arrogant guy who thinks he's a superior human being. And that to you might be really attractive, and you might find that manly and sexy. I think it's called narcissistic personality disorder. Also, Lily, do you have a guy in your life or have had guys in your life who have a need for stimulation. In other words, an excessive need for novel, thrilling, exciting, taking chances, doing things that are risky, low self-discipline, in carrying tasks through to completion because he gets bored easily. Guy, always on the run. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do this. It's not ADD or ADHD. It's called Axis 2. Possibly narcissistic or antisocial. How about pathological lying? That's a biggie. Do you catch him in a lot of lies? Yeah. It could be moderate or high, but they just know how to kind of skew words and make it sound like. And then when you bust them, they can say, well, you know, I really meant what I really was saying. You just didn't get me. So they put it back on you. All right. Also, guys who manipulate other people and brag about it. You may think this is manly, Lily. You may think this is sexy, but some guys use deceit and deception to cheat, con, or defraud others for personal gain. Yeah, that's a biggie. That's the antisocial big red flag right there. Ooh, ooh. Get that radar up, girl. How about lack of remorse or guilt? When they've hurt someone, you? When they've done something that's not okay? And they said they were going to call or they said they were going to go out with you? And then it's kind of like blank screen for a while. And they have a lack of remorse or guilt. That's another really big antisocial personality and or narcissistic trait in guys. Shallow affect. You know what that means? Do they have shallow affect? Emotional poverty. Like a limited range or depth of feelings. Okay? In spite of being gregarious, you know, like openly and out there and woo and yeah, let's do this and hey, you're great and all the, you know, great acting. There's an interpersonal coldness. There's some little bit. It's called a shallow affect. How about a lack of empathy? You're feeling bad or you've had a rough day and something's going on, Lily, and you're trying to tell one of these guys, gee, I had kind of a weird day. Or, and there's really a lack of feelings or no empathy. He doesn't want to hear you. It's usually like, well, let me tell you about my day. Let me tell you how I feel. Another biggie is what they do sometimes for a living. If they can carry through with tasks. I find that a lot of guys, you know, who have this have low self-esteem. So along with the manipulation of other people, they have low self-discipline, inability to begin or complete responsibilities, keep a job for a long period of time. Have you noticed when you're talking to some of these guys and they say, well, I had this job, but the boss was an ass, or I did this and it was all his behavior and these people were horrible. I'm just going down the list here. For you, Lily, so you can define the kind of guys you're attracting. Okay? Lack of realistic long-term goals. Grandiosity. This is what I mean, the guys that brag about what they want, what they're going to do, they're not realistic because they're nowhere near that. Now, I am all for positive manifestation and creating things out of nothing, but these guys don't have the tools usually to do that because they're so self-absorbed, they can't put the energy out there. And they can't meditate because the mind's always going about how to get what they want from other people. The failure to accept responsibility. This is the biggie. Irresponsibility for their actions. So there's an absence of dutifulness, you might say. Denial of responsibility. Trying to manipulate others again. Many short-term relationships. You got to find out. Lily, if you're meeting a guy and take your time, try to find out how many relationships, serious relationships he's been in and at how maybe long they lasted. You got to get to know somebody before you can start getting into these questions though, because you know, you gotta get the boundaries going on. So, if any of these personality traits describe that somebody you've been dating, Lily, which it sounds to me like you're talking about, these are clinical traits of what we call an axis two. Like I mentioned, there could be a sociopath guy or antisocial personality disorder, deception. They can go so far as murder. I mean, there's a lot of the antisocial personality disorders locked up because they belong away from society. But you're not alone. So many of my women clients have come to me throughout the years who were attracted to these kind of guys. And there's a big difference between a normal guy you might date and an Axis 2 guy. That's called Cluster B, by the way. Axis 2, Cluster B, sociopathic, narcissistic. They have something wrong with their conscience. They don't have a conscience. It's severely fragmented in many cases. They only care about fulfilling their own needs, like I said, Lily. Their selfishness, they're egocentric, to the max. Everything and everybody else is mentally twisted around in their minds as objects to be used in fulfilling their own needs and desires. And what we do, and this is when you got to get to kind of know them and take your time to get to know them, Lily. Because if you look back into their upbringing, many times we find that, you know, there's parental failure. A lot of times just a feeling that they're not worth anything. A feeling that they're dust. That their emotions, that their thoughts, that their whatever aren't worth anything. Abuse, a lot of times, definitely in the home. And you can't generalize. Everybody has their own. There's also possibly a chemical inherited component to it. You know, you look at the family history. But you can't do that when you're starting to date and starting to know. But you can get clues, Lily. You can get clues. It's not about instant sparks, because these guys, I mean, it's great and fun and wonderful, but these guys have the ability who have this access to cluster B thing to make it, woohoo, it's magnetic and exciting. You know, there's passion. Now let's talk about you, girl. You got to look at yourself and why you might be attracting these guys. Why are you drawing these guys to you? Maybe you have some low self-esteem and you need filling up within you. You need flattery from these charming guys. You need to fill up some emptiness that you don't have within you. Think about it, honey. So what I say to you is work on yourself. Get some more self-esteem. Look back in your background maybe and find out who always charmed you. Was it daddy? And then who disappointed you? Ups and downs. This is what these guys are about. That's why I call it that drama. And you have to detox that. So if you can think about these guys who did that to you, maybe in your upbringing, how about brothers? How about uncles? How about grandparents who raised you? How about did dad play this game? Mom even. Yeah, it's so easy to say, oh, it's dad. And then you can project it onto guys. But it's true. You know, it's really true. So, think about that. What makes you kind of attract yourself to these guys? Maybe so you can reaffirm that that's how life is. That guys are wonderful, warm, and passionate, and then they disappoint you because that's what you're used to with dad or whoever. And that's what you're used to with many of your other relationships. And you just keep on the same old wheel. You keep reaffirming it and all that. So get yourself some help. I would suggest you try to talk to somebody about your self-esteem. And, you know, take a look at why you go through this. Learn some of the traits that I've suggested. Listen to their conversation. Look at how they're behaving. Get some of these clues as you start to get with them. I'm not saying on the first date you're going to pick this up or on the first time you meet them, because you say you go to clubs and there's like sometimes this instant chemistry and all. That's great. I'm glad. But you really need to take time to explore who these people are and kind of, because I think you have acknowledged that your judgment isn't the best. So take your time. Get to know you. Work through some of your old stuff that makes you attract these guys. Great question to ask your therapist, psychologist, counselor, whoever. Why do I keep attracting these people? What do you think I'm doing wrong? And then that'll open, you know, the whole deal. And you'll get to explore all that stuff. Because Lily, you say you're 27 here in the little note. I do ask people for their ages because it gives me a gauge of how far along they are in their maturity. And that's not always really right, because some of us are more mature than others. And on the opposite as well. So anyway, I know that you are a young woman, and it sounds to me like you've had some tough times, but it's time. It's a great time in women's lives in their late 20s into their 30s. They really start to explore themselves and really get who they are. Great time for you to do that, Lily. And I thank you for writing me at drmichelletherapy.com, Lily. And you can find me on my email address as well if you'd like to. But there's a direct link on my website. It's docmichelle@aol.com. Just write me if you have any questions like Lily just asked. And I hope that helped you out, little girl. Little girl. See, I can say that because I'm a lot older. Not Not that much, though. But Lily, good luck to you, honey. Feel free to write me anybody else. You have relationship questions? Give me a call if you'd like to at 323-203-0815. That's the number right here in Los Angeles on LA Talk Radio. If you have any questions, and again, we don't have a therapeutic relationship. I'm just here to give, you know, advice and suggestions, and I'd love to hear from you. So give me a call. Okay. Alrighty. Let's see. What I was going to also talk about today is analyzing your dreams, because I've had a lot of clients who come in and talk to me about dreams. You know, they tell me about some of these really crazy dreams they have. You know, they talk to me, oh, whoa, I can't believe some of the, well, I was out in a field naked. And then I was all of a sudden confronted by a cheetah. And then all of a sudden I floated above my body. You know, I mean, all these funny things, you know. I mean, they're just so, so funny. You know, I'm always up for interpreting dreams. You know, I'm always up for helping people with their dreams. So, anyway, let me get into this. Okay. Dear Dr. Michelle, I had this dream last night that I was driving in this convertible red sports car. Alrighty. I was on this long... I can barely... Oh, okay. I was on this long road for an hour. Then the car started to make a noise and bump and slow down. Alrighty. All of a sudden, the road got very bumpy, and it seemed like I was on it for 100 miles. I was trying to go see my sister, but I just couldn't get to her. Let me see here. Go down, scroll down, scroll down. What does this say? Oh, yeah. I couldn't get to see my sister because the car was failing. All of a sudden, the car turned into this old pile of crap, a rusted sedan from the 70s. I was barely able to move the car. It was off and on and off and on, and I never got to see my sister. What's this dream about? Well, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think this dream, what do you think this dream is about? What I think this dream is about, is your inability to connect with your sister. I think the dream is about you are having a hard time maybe trying to communicate with her. You're really having a hard time. Maybe there's a family problem and you really need to tell her something. And here you go. This is a no-brainer. The bumpy road signifies difficulty in your life. Maybe you know and you have a positive attitude and everything's been going okay for you, maybe financially on other ends of your life because you got that red sports car thing going on. And you're hauling down the road and it says convertible. That means fresh air, top down, carefree. And then all of a sudden you hit the bumpy road in the old junk car. So there probably is stuff coming up that you're fearing. What are you fearing right now that's going on? What are you worried about in your personal life? Cars, generally they say, and again, this is taken from dream symbols. Cars generally symbolize power, status, and vitality. So pay attention to what your feelings were about the dream. Think all the details. If it was not a pleasant journey, then you know that there's some stuff going on. You're feeling powerless. You were driving. That's good, you were driving. But you're driving the sports car and everything's going well, and then all of a sudden, it's an old junker. It's an old clunky car and it's slowing down. Where the car takes you represents where your life should be going. Maybe you need to be, connecting with your sister and your family more. Maybe you have some unresolved issues. And if the journey is stressful or ends up in an accident, it may be a warning to change course. Okay? Change course in your life. Maybe change course. The road's getting bumpy. Change course. Change course. You know, so those are all the things that you can look at. You know, that's the car thing. So that's a really important thing to do. That's a car thing. And there's other symbols, you know, in dreams too that I want to talk to you about, because I have these people telling me about all this stuff. I hope that really helped you, Michael. I really do hope that helped you. So, and again, if you'd like to give me a call, you know, you can do so. I see a couple of lines opened up And my screener didn't have a chance to grab them because they let go. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815 is the number. And if you want to call back and, you know, a couple of people who are calling in, do so. And then we'll talk about what's going on. And also what I want to do is finish up on some of this dream stuff in just a little bit, too. So let's see if we can find somebody on the line. Good morning. Hello. Hey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dr. Michelle?
Good, good. It's nice to have you with me.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Great. Is it nice down there today?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's
beautiful. I bet. I'd like to live in San Diego sometime.
Yeah, I love the ocean.
And
my name's Jason.
Hey.
And you're talking about relationships.
Right.
And I'm 32 years old.
Yeah.
And I just can't seem to keep a relationship for over 9 months to a year.
Yeah.
And I just don't know why.
Hmm.
Well, and I think I'm a nice guy. I think I do the right things.
Yeah.
But it just seems like it just ends up that I just can't keep a lady for longer than a year.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, that's tough. You're really looking for a committed relationship?
I am.
Oh, okay.
So if any ladies out there, I'm looking for
this is Dr. Michelle's hookup internet talk show. I'll pass along your information, Jason. Let's try to get you squared away, though. If you could turn down the volume on your computer, that'd be great, because I'm getting feedback from you. Maybe it's just my headphones or something. But, okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Also, what was I going to say? What are some of these ladies telling you, you know, when you can't keep a relationship? What are some of the things they're saying as to why they break up with you?
Well, they say I don't listen to their needs.
Okay. That's an important thing.
Well, yeah, but when they're wrong, they're wrong.
Yeah, but. Oh, I've got a yeah, but. Got a yeah, but guy, and they're wrong, they're wrong. Okay. Let me tell you something right off the bat here. Jason, there is no wrong and there is no right, unless you're dealing with a sociopath who wants to hurt or kill someone. There is no wrong, there is no right. Do you argue a lot? Do you cause arguments with ladies?
I don't know whether you'd call them arguments. They're just heated discussions.
Heated discussions. I like the way you just soften that a little bit. Were you listening earlier when I was talking to Lily about the Cluster B Access 2 guys?
I think, yeah.
Okay. Did you hear me describe some of the traits that some of these guys she was attracting are really kind of negative and self-absorbed? Would you call yourself kind of self-absorbed and a little bit, you know, not thinking about other people a lot? Or how would you describe yourself?
I'm energetic. I do things. I have hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those hobbies are not necessarily what are not involved with ladies.
Guys?
Yeah, guy things.
Oh,
I ride motorcycles.
Oh, okay. That kind of thing.
I have a group of friends that we get together and we go out and have fun.
That's cool. That's normal. Great.
You know, I just come home and, call my girlfriend and ask if she can come over and have fun. And, sex is great.
Good.
Everything else is, I don't know, maybe it's them. Maybe it's them.
Yeah. Well, it could be them. It could be them. But let me tell you about some of the, let me just,
You know, I'm a great guy.
Well, you sound like a great guy.
I make a lot of money.
Okay.
I do well.
Okay.
I buy them gifts.
Okay.
I take good care of my ladies. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know why they act this way.
Well, I mean, you know, come on, Jason, it's not about money. And I mean, come on, a lot of ladies, we like all that stuff and the attention
ladies,
and going out.
I'll tell you something, Dr. Michelle. Yeah. Ladies want the bucks. They want the money.
They do, huh? What kind of ladies you've been hanging out with, man? You've been hanging out with them. Now, do you flaunt your wealth in front of the ladies? Do you kind of brag about how much money you have? And do you flaunt it in front of them?
I don't know. I live in a nice house.
Yeah.
I have 4 cars.
Oh.
It's not that I flaunt it. It's just that I do things with my money.
Well, that's great, and you should. And if you work hard, you should enjoy it and all that stuff. What I'm getting to basically, Jason, is, you know, if you're putting out, hey, I'm big bucks daddy and I have money and I'm going to put this on you. You that's lovely. And ladies like it, but what they really like in a relationship, they do like a guy who, you know, can keep a steady job and is doing well. But you also, and you're young. I see you're 32, as you said.
I'm 32. Yeah.
But I think, you know, you have to look at the heart. You have to look at what women want.
Women want?
Do you have 3 hours? I can put you on hold and get back to you on that. Okay, look, women want guys who do care and listen. They actually listen. They like guys who are willing to...
They talk too much.
Yeah, that's your problem. See, that's your problem. They talk too much.
That's my problem.
Yeah, that's your problem. You have to learn. See, you sound a little bit narcissistic to me. You have to learn how to listen and pull back a little bit. And you have to be a good man. You're not going to attract. You're going to keep attracting these princesses who want your money and just a good time and good sex and all that. And if that's what you want, then enjoy. But the problem is these are not really committed, long-lasting relationships. Unless somebody just wants to hang with you for your money on a long-term basis.
Let me tell you what happened.
Uh-huh.
I went to a gentleman's club.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're single,
with my
friend. Problem. Okay, that's good.
And she found out.
Okay.
And I said, "What's the big deal? My friends wanted to go."
Uh-huh.
So she got upset.
Yeah.
So I said, "Hey, cool it."
Yeah. Hey, cool.
It's cool. It's all right.
Yeah.
And she just got irate, and you know, she broke up with me.
Well,
she always says that, you know, I always get the last word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's wrong. Mm. I can do what I want.
No, you can't
What's
do what
wrong
you
with
want.
That?
You can do what you want. That's absolutely right. You have the right to do what you want, but you got to know that if you decide to just go out, if you're committed to somebody, and you say if you're having a regular relationship with somebody, and did you tell her you were committed to her for a while?
Yeah.
Were you guys tonight? Okay. You can't lie.
I didn't mess around.
Okay, that's fine. But lying is not okay.
I've had the opportunities, but
right.
I haven't.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. You haven't followed through. That's one good thing. But you got to get your head around. You really, I would suggest you get some help about your kind of narcissistic tendencies. Because you know what? Women do like to express their feelings. They do. If you're not listening, and if you have the theory, like you said, that someone always has to win, they're not right, they're wrong most of the time, you need to get your head adjusted and back off on your narcissism a little bit. Because women don't want guys who want to win the fight all the time. You're either right or wrong. Guys,
so this is my problem.
This is your problem. Your problem. It's all your problem. I mean, you're feeling flattered by these ladies who hang out with you, but it sounds to me like you're getting, you know, your identification of who you are is through your money and your material stuff, and that's great and all that, but you got to have, if you really want true love, I don't know if you want it. If you want a committed true love relationship, you don't lie. You're pretty straightforward. I mean, going out to a gentleman's club, you're single, that's your right, but don't lie about it. Say, hey, my friend Jack wants to go see some girls swinging on a pole, and I would prefer you to tell her, you know, I'm not comfortable with it. It's fun.
It's fun.
Okay, it's fun. That's great.
Yeah.
So you have to be open with your ladies and say, you know, once in a while I like to go out and go to gentlemen's clubs because I think it's fun. But I wouldn't cheat on you. You've got to make it clear. You've got to get your ego out of the way. You sound a little bit narcissistic to me. You sound a little bit like you think that people are wrong and you're right.
That's the world I live in.
Yeah. Well, I know. Maybe that's your business world and it's cutthroat and dog-eat-dog and all that. But pull yourself out of that environment and try to get some decent, caring relationships. Do you have guy friends who you trust and are honest with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Yeah. There's the deal. There's the problem. You know, you need to have the same kind of relationship with a woman. Not where you can belly up to the bar and watch somebody swing on a pole, but I'm talking about where you can talk honestly. Be a friend. You need to be a friend with a lady. Respect her feelings just the way you respect your buddy's feelings. And you need to back off and get a little help with your narcissism, I would say. Because you need to treat women like women and have respect for them. You're getting the wrong kind of women, too, because that's what you're attracting.
Mm.
So if you have any of these qualities, I'm going to give you some qualities that are no-nos. All right?
Okay.
If you're the kind of guy who does not take the blame yourself and makes your partner wrong, like you just told me, they're usually wrong, you're in trouble. You need help. If you have to win every fight, even the ones you can't really care less about because you don't like to talk that much, as your last girlfriend said, you're wrong. You need help. Okay? If you find your partner's weak spot and use it against her, you're wrong. Okay? Do you use silence as a weapon sometimes? Do you clam up and are quiet?
Sometimes.
Okay, that's manipulative.
Sometimes after she keeps going and going
You need to be more. I know you pull back. We all do sometimes, and guys do that. Guys do shut off when they're overwhelmed with too much drama from women sometimes. But I mean, you need to communicate. You know what? I just kind of need some downtime, and I love you, and we'll talk about this later. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you show vulnerability in front of your ladies?
I don't know.
You'd know. I guess you don't, do you? I think you'd know. Are you?
I ask her to ride on my Harley.
Okay. Okay.
And she goes, "Oh, I don't like that."
Well, that's okay. Some women don't. It's scary. It's bumpy. But some women will find it to be a real gas. So you got to find a lady who you enjoy doing things with. You know, stuff that have the same hobbies. But
it messes my hair.
Yeah.
The helmet messes my hair.
Well, you know.
Bummer.
That's all right.
You know,
there's some ladies that you find a lady who enjoys riding with you. It can be a fun thing, but you got to find the right person who's, you know.
Why can't they want to do something with me?
Well, they
that's
would.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I think that's fine. I think that's really fine. You need to give and take, but you got to accept that sometimes women don't like to do certain things. You know, some of the ladies don't like to do. Don't take it personally. People have their own preferences. Do you try to change women?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Are you romantic? Are you touchy-feely and loving?
Yeah. Good.
Do you think you put your friends before your girlfriends? Do you put your guy friends before your girlfriends? If you got a better opportunity or you're going to go out, you told me you just went to a gentleman's club with your guys and you lied to her. Do you do that?
I didn't lie to her.
Yeah, you did. You told me you did.
She got really mad at you. I told her.
Well, she found out. You just told me she found out.
Well, she found out, but, you know.
Were you going to tell her?
I was going to tell her.
Right. But the problem is when you lie and you sneak around and you do things, and again, I heard that you said you don't cheat or anything, you get busted. And then that really is hurtful, because then now she's not going to be able to trust you, and that's why she broke up with you. You know what? If you focus on your lady's faults and you deny your own, you got to be more vulnerable. You got to look at yourself. You're not always right. You got to listen at partners' ideas and suggestions. You don't have to follow through with all of them. It's not like you're giving up control.
Mm.
Yeah?
Okay.
So you can't judge. You can't explode. You can't. You just kind of sound like, to me, Jason, you need a little adjustment on your ego there. I think you'd do really well by talking to somebody who could, you know, who could kind of give you a little reality check, a male therapist who's healthy for you. Who did you have most of the problems with growing up in your family, mom or dad?
My dad, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of criticism, a lot of problems.
Yeah, he was. He always criticized me.
Yeah. Okay.
But he was all right.
All right. Okay.
All right. I'm not one of those people who look back and blame.
Well, that's good. But you have to sometimes look at what some of the messages that you buy into ever since you're really young. You buy into those messages of low self-esteem, and then you're living constantly the rest of your life trying to prove that you're okay. Mm. And you don't have to do that. Just have some of the nice moral qualities that good guys do. Listening, having vulnerability. Of course, being proud about your achievements and your money, good for you. But if you're going to share your life with somebody, you've got to be willing to understand and communicate better with them. So I think that'd be great if you could kind of think about those things. Okay?
Okay, Dr. Michelle.
Okay.
Did I help you at all? There's some things to think about.
Yeah,
some things to think about.
Good. I didn't mean to dump on you completely, but some of these words that you're saying, they're usually wrong, and, you lied to your girlfriend, and you want to do what you want to do, and some women don't do what you want to do, and so, you know, I think you need to back off a little bit on your ego and get your head on straight about if you really want a relationship, you have to be more ready, loving, vulnerable, actually listening, participating in, and not so wrapped up in yourself and your own fears. How's that?
Okay.
So Jason,
I'm a narcissist.
I'm a narcissist. No, I wouldn't say that. What I would say is take a look at your tendencies. But I don't know you. You might be. But I would say just from what you're telling me, and it sounds like you want a relationship, and you're confused as to why you keep going through a lot of women. Women who have quality won't put up with lying, and they won't put up with egos that are too big. They don't want to deal with it. If somebody wants to commit, they want somebody who's going to be lovely. And the kind of women you're going to get, based on what your personality type is telling me, is girls who are going to just use you. Because you're throwing the money all over, and you're, hey, I buy them stuff, and it's shallow, I'm sorry to say. But I think, I don't mean to blast you, but think about some of these things I said.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
All right.
Thank you, Doc. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Great outlet.
Okay,
great
Jason.
Outlet.
Thank you. Have a good one. Okay. Call somebody. Get another perspective from a professional therapist or a psychologist.
Can you suggest someone to me?
Not right
now.
What I can do is I can put you on hold, and I can have somebody maybe get in your area a referral for you. How's that?
Great.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm a narcissist.
No, stop.
I'm a narcissist.
Oh, boy. He's talking himself into it now. Have a great day, Jason. Thanks for calling. All right. Dr. Michelle here, and you can... Well, at least he's taking it lightly and he's laughing about it. You can call me at 323. That's the area code here in Los Angeles. 323-203-0815. Well, maybe if he keeps repeating that, he'll start believing it and he'll try to get some change. Narcissists don't usually want to get change. They just don't. It's just not something they do. I want to go back to this dream stuff, and I hope maybe, guys and ladies, if you were listening to that, you got a little bit of what was going on there with this guy. Kind of was in keeping with what I was talking to Lily about a little bit earlier, about that personality type. Okay, let's go back to the dreams. And we last heard from a guy who emailed me and had a dream about driving his car, and yeah, I don't know if you were listening, but let me just tell you some of the things that they say in dream interpretation, what it means. You can get all sorts of dream interpretation books. You can get the psychoanalytic, and everybody has an interpretation of dreams, existential, and but here's some of the general stuff about, like we talked about, cars symbolizing power, vitality, where you're driving, what kind of car you're driving, has to do with self-esteem, stressful events in your life, like the guy who, emailed me and said it was a bumpy ride, the car turned into an old jalopy, and he was trying to get to his sister, and I said, hey, maybe you're having problems communicating with your family and getting with your sister. If your dream sometimes includes a falling, we've all had falling dreams, right? May represent the fear of letting go of something or someone, or the loss of control in a situation. Those are what I call loss of control dreams. If you dream about another common thing, fire, it can symbolize lots of things. We've had things go up in flames, kind of scary. It can symbolize sexual or extreme emotions, great passion, hate, anger, maybe the need for transformation, the need to get rid of things that make you a worse person, or even like an actual fever. If you're not feeling well, sometimes we have these heat. Ooh, our physiological surroundings, even when we're sleeping, if we have an upset tummy, can trigger a change in a dream, they're finding out. And dreaming of your house, like I said, being on fire may indicate a feeling that your life is going up in flames. Little heads up to you there. Gee, why did I dream that? Was so creepy. What's going up in flames, literally, around you? Flying is another biggie. We dream about flying. Indicates a need for freedom, maybe a search for love. Flying in dreams is usually a good omen. I always say that's a good, good dream. Overcoming obstacles, finding happiness, strength within you. If you're flying with ease and enjoying the landscape below, it suggests you're on top of a situation. You got control. Difficulties in flight. If you're flapping those arms like crazy, whoop, you keep going down and up and ooh, you're going. Yeah, you might be feeling a lack of control over something and just kind of explore what that's about. If you feel when you're flying fear, oh, it's scary up here. You might be afraid of some challenges and successes, but you're working on it because you're flying. You're actually up there in your dream. So those are, I usually see flying dreams as really good, unless you crash and burn. lost, being lost. How many times have you dreamed of being lost? Oh, God, I've had so many. Oh, I'm lost. I don't know where the heck I'm at dreams. You're in a weird building, or all of a sudden it turns into a hotel, or all of a sudden it... Dreaming of being lost indicates that you're lost in your life. Duh, no-brainer. Something is missing, possibly. And this could include love, career, spirituality. You know, where you're lost holds the solution to your problem. Where are you lost? Where are you at? Identify where you're at. Sometimes we go into buildings or rooms or situations or landscapes, and they encapsulate everything that's been going on around us. You kind of look at all the little, things in your scenery around you. Ooh, that's a little bit part of my house. Wow, that's that vacation spot I went on last week. Whoa, that's my girlfriend's room. Whoa, that kind of pinpoint all these little fears and things where you may be feeling lost. And another real common one, and I've got to get wrapped up here pretty soon, for TJ. He's coming in. He's got a great show for you, by the way. Another common theme is running. And that's a no-brainer, too. This kind of dream might indicate you need to escape from a situation. Especially if you're being chased. Oh, man, I used to have a lot of being chased dreams. Got to pay attention. Because the pursuer might be a part of yourself. Think about this. That you avoid seeing. What are you not looking at? What are you running at? What do you... Get to it. Figure out what you're trying to solve within you. A dream of being unable to run might indicate a lack of self-confidence. Yeah, those are one of those powerlessness dreams. I don't have the power. I don't have the self-strength or the self-confidence to get going. God, you know, you're running on a treadmill. Oh, I'm running. I'm not going anywhere. A more direct analysis of chase dreams is the fear of being attacked. Duh. Powerlessness dreams is what I call it. So those are just some of the common themes. And what we'll do next week as well is we're going to cover some of those other dreams and the common themes that we have, because I get so many clients come in and say, I had the weirdest dream last night. It was so cool. And I'm writing all these notes down. I'm going, you're just whacked. That's all. I don't understand what it means. Enjoy it. Try to make the best of it. That's what we have to do sometimes, actually. So, and there you go. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. This is Dr. Michelle with you. By the way, if you want to find me on my website, you can do so at drmichelletherapy.com. That's just abbreviated Dr. Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. And you can find out more about me and, my theories of, helping folks out. How you can... Ah! Ooh, I just dropped the mouse. See that, TJ? I won't bend over. You don't have to bend over. I'll get it.
I'll get it. That's too big.
Oh, you're such a nasty boy. See, you see my thing. Bend over and pick that up for me. See, it's all about control, baby.
Yeah,
anyway, you can find out more about helping detox the drama from your life, which is coming up out there in the bookstores. Dr. Michelle at your service here. Enjoy TJ McCormick. He's up next. He's got a great show as usual for you. It's been so much fun. Oh, let's hit the music. You want to hit that music for me right there? TJ's got the master of the mouse now. There you go. All righty. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for listening. And don't forget, do take care of yourself. Come on, you can't help out anybody else unless you do first. Have a good one. See you next week. Bye-bye.
watts of sound. But I see